Naomi?
Go ahead. You want to say something?
Okay. 外坤大之音服务员已聆听。 各位尊敬的奉献者，今天是2020年4月16日，星期四，我们非常荣幸地邀请到Chandrasekhar跑步来为我们讲书找课，欢迎大家聆听。Hi
everybody.
Hi Krishna, 大家早上好。After
a long time, I am giving the morning Skype talk.
很长时间呢，我之前呢在。 这个早上跟大家来讲述这个早课。
For many years, I was giving the Thursday morning talk.
基本上呢，我都在周四的早上来讲述，已经有很多年了。And
then I became distracted doing other things, maybe for more than 2 years.
可能在近期的两三年之内呢，我就是。
And the other day, Sati encouraged me. She said she had been keeping Thursday morning free.
有一天呢，就是Sati妈妈也鼓励我，她说现在呢，周四早上，这个时间是空余的。So
can you give again? So I agreed with her encouragement.
所以呢，沙提玛呢，你就说，你是否还可以再给我们来继续讲述早课？我呢就接受了他对我的这种鼓励，所以继续给大家来讲述。So
here we are.
所以呢，这就是我们现在有了这个周四的早课。So
what we will be doing, we will be talking about Leelas.
所以呢，我们会讲述有关这个Leela，逍遥时光。
As I understand, our other senior devotees, they are speaking from the Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita and other philosophical teachings.
据我所知呢，目前有其他的老师他们在讲述。 有关瓦坛、梵歌以及其他的这些哲学。So
we are going to do more Leelas.
我们呢会讲述更多的有关这个Leela，逍遥时光。And
of course, Leelas always have teachings also.
当然了，这个逍遥时光呢都蕴含着相应的教导。Specifically,
to begin with, we are going to do some Krishna Leelas.
尤其在刚开始的时候呢，我们会讲述有关 Krishna 的一些逍遥时光。And
specifically, we will do Krishna's Leelas in Vrindavan.
尤其呢，我们会来讲述 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光。And
more specifically, we will do the Leelas of Krishna killing the different demons in Vrindavan.
尤其是讲述 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 杀恶魔的逍遥时光。I
remember sharing this also in the morning classes for the devotees in China many years ago, maybe 10 or more years ago. I did this.
我还记得就是大概在十多年前，我呢也是经常在早上的时候跟奉献人来讲述这个有关 Vrindavan 的。
So we are going to share the demons, the Leelas. We will share the Leelas of Krishna killing the different demons in Vrindavan.
所以呢，我们会为你们分享 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 杀恶魔的这些不同的逍遥时光。So
you may have heard, some of you may have heard that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one of our previous acharyas, compares these demons to different obstacles.
所以呢，大家可能都曾经听说过，就是我们先进的acharya圣Bhaktivinoda Thakur，他呢就把这些不同的恶魔，就是比喻成我们在妨碍路途上的这些不同的障碍。
He compares them to different obstacles in the path of devotional service for the devotee.
他就把这些不同的恶魔比喻成在就是修习 Krishna 知觉分爱路途道路上的这些不同的障碍。
So as we go through the pastimes, then of course, we will discuss how these different demons represent different, obstacles in our spiritual path.
所以呢就在我们分享这个逍遥时光的同时呢我们也会向你们揭示这些不同的恶魔他们是如何代表了我们在奉爱路途上的这些不同的障碍。
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has written a book.
圣巴克蒂维诺塔库尔他写了一本书。
Known as the Chaitanya Shikshamrita.
这本书呢被称为是 Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita.
It means, I'm writing it, I'm going to write some things in the chat box, which will be translated and shared with all of you.Probably after the class.
我呢会在这个 Skype 的对话框里写一些范文，然后呢之后给大家翻译出来。可能这个是在课后，到时候给到大家。
So shiksha means teachings.
Shiksha 的意思是教导。
Like we have, for example, we have this term shiksha guru.
就比如说，我们经常会说 shiksha guru.
It means a guru or a teacher who teaches.
就意味着就是给予我们教导的老师。
Amrita means nectar.
Amrita 的意思是甘露。
So Chaitanya, of course, we all know Lord Chaitanya.
当然了，彩塔尼亚，我们都知道主彩塔尼亚。
So Chaitanya Shikshamrita means the nectarian teachings of Lord Chaitanya.
所以呢这个 Chaitanya Shikshamrita 的意思呢就是来自于主 Chaitanya 教导的甘露。
So this is a book that Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote. He wrote many books and this is one of the more famous books.
所以呢这就是圣巴克蒂维诺塔库尔他写的其中的一本书他曾经写了很多的书。
This is like a summary and an explanation of Lord Chaitanya's teachings.
所以呢，它就是作为对于主彩达尼亚的教导的一个总结以及一种解释。
So it's in this book that Bhaktivinoda Thakur compares the different demons Krishna killed in Vrindavan to the obstacles.In the path of spiritual life.
所以呢，就是在这本书中呢，巴克蒂维诺塔库尔他就把 Krishna 在文达文，杀了不同的恶魔，就是表明代表了我们在奉爱路途上的不同的这些障碍。
Of course, he may also mention it in other places, but this is where he first talks about it.
当然了，他肯定在其他地方也有过类似的一个。讲述，但是呢，他主要是在他的这本书里讲了这个内容。
So today and maybe next week, we will just give some background to all of this.
所以呢，今天或者是后面的话呢，我们会来讲述这个整个的有关的背景。
And then we will begin to actually share the pastimes and the lesson from the pastimes.
之后呢，我们会讲述有关这个逍遥时光以及从逍遥时光而来的教导。
There are of these demons Krishna killed in Vrindavan. There are the ones listed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. There are 21 of them.
就是 Krishna 他在文达文杀的这个恶魔呢圣巴克蒂维诺塔库尔他列了一个表达大概有21位恶魔
main demons actually Krishna killed more demons but these are the main ones that he killed in Vrindavan
嗯，其实 Krishna 他杀了很多的恶魔，但是他杀的主要的恶魔，嗯，就是在其中被列了出来。
In one place in the Bhagavatam, in the 10th canto, it tells us that Krishna killed a demon almost every day.
嗯，就在圣典博迦瓦坛的第十篇呢，有描述说，Krishna 基本上是每天都要杀一个恶魔。
Whilst he was in Vrindavan.
就是当他在文达问的时候。
So, that these, the ones listed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur and the ones listed in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, they are the more prominent ones.
嗯，所以呢，就是在这个圣典摩迦瓦坛中第十篇所描述的 Krishna 这个杀恶魔的这些逍遥时光呢，以及圣 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 列出来的这些是 Krishna主要的杀恶魔的这些逍遥时光。
And of course, not in this list, not all of them are demons as such.
当然了，这些逍遥时光并不是说每一个逍遥时光当中都有这个恶魔。
Not, they're not.
他们有的并不是恶魔。
For example, we all know the pastime that occurs during the month of Kartik.
就比如说我们知道这个在卡尔提改月的这个有一个逍遥时光。
Where Mother Yasoda ties up Krishna, and then Krishna delivers these two demigods who were cursed by Narada Muni.
就是这个亚修达他捆绑了这个Krishna, 然后 Krishna 拯救了被Narada诅咒的这个两位半神人。
So we are all more or less familiar with that pastime.
所以呢，我们大家多多少少都非常熟悉这个逍遥时光。
So these two, they're not demons, and as we know, Krishna didn't kill them either.
所以呢，据我们所知，他们其实并不是两位恶魔， Krishna 也没有杀掉他们。
So, But they still, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has included them because they represent a demoniac quality in the heart.
但是呢，圣巴比韦诺塔库尔仍然把它列在了他们的书里，因为呢，在这个逍遥时光当中，他们是代表了我们内心中的那些恶魔般的品质。
And of course, the other example is the Govardhan Lila.
还有一个例子就是Govardhan III的一个逍遥时光。
When Indra, as we know, Lord Indra, he tried to kill Krishna and the residents and the cows in Vrindavan.
据我们所知，就是在这个逍遥时光当中呢，印卓他试图就是伤害这个 Krishna 以及 Vrindavan 的那些居民以及这些母牛等等。
Indra is not a demon, but he is representing a demoniac quality, or he has a demoniac quality.
当然了 ，Indra 并不是恶魔，但是呢，他却代表了就是某个恶魔般的品质，或者他具有某个恶魔般的品质。
So that's another example. Krishna didn't kill Indra.He delivered him like he delivered the two sons of Kuvera, but in both cases they represent an obstacle or a demoniac quality.
所以呢 ，Krishna 并没有杀掉这个Indra， 就像在就是亚修的妈妈捆绑Krishna 的逍遥时光中 ，Krishna 也没有杀掉那两位半神人。就是在这些逍遥时光当中呢，他们。就是代表了我们在妨碍路途中的这些障碍，或者是某些恶魔般的品质。
So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has listed 21 of such obstacles.
所以呢，圣巴克蒂比诺塔库尔他就列举了有21项我们这个恶魔般的品质。
And he has, for each obstacle, then of course, there's a particular demon, listed.
他呢就是列举了这21项路途中的这种障碍，每一项障碍呢，它都对应于相应的这个不同的逍遥时光。
So, like I said, for this week and probably next week, then we will just give some background and then we will start the Leelas and the lessons from the Leelas.
所以呢，就像我刚才所提到的，这周或者下周呢，我们讲述这个有关背景的知识，之后呢，我们再讲述相关的这个逍遥时光以及他们所给予的教导。
Sorry, I'm just typing something.
我需要再写一些东西。
Which they will translate for you and share later.
之后呢，我们把它翻译出来，然后跟大家分享。
Just small points, just a small point.
就一些小的要点。
So, first, let us talk something about pastimes.
首先呢，来让我们讲一些逍遥时光。
Not that, what is a pastime?
逍遥时光是什么呢？
So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has shared also in the same book.
所以那时候 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 在同一本书中就跟我们分享了有关逍遥时光。
And the among the six Goswamis, they have also spoken, written about this.
所以呢，就是在六个格什瓦米呢，他们后来也是就是讲述过有关相关的这些。
So there are two kinds of pastimes, two categories of pastimes.
这个逍遥时光可以分为两大类。
Nitya Leela pastimes.
一种是Nitya Leela, 就是
Nitya means eternal.
Nitya 的意思是永恒。
And Leela, of course, means pastimes.
Leela 当然是指逍遥时光。
So these.One category of pastimes that eternally take place in the spiritual world.
所以呢，这是一类逍遥时光，他们就是永恒的在灵性世界上演。
And then we have another category of pastimes.
我们还有另一类的逍遥时光。
Known as Naimittika.
就被称为是 Naimittika Leela.
Naimittika Leela.
Naimittika.
Yeah, Naimittika, I'm writing it. Means occasional pastimes.
这个就是说临时的，就是偶尔发生的逍遥时光。
Means the Nitya Leelas, they happen again and again and again.
就是这个 Nitya 这个永恒的逍遥时光呢，他们是不断的上演。
For example, Krishna herding the cows with the cowherd boys. It happens every day.
就比如说 Krishna 跟那些牧牛童们他们去放牛，这个逍遥时光它是每天都上演的。
Or Krishna.Spending time with the gopis in the evening. It happens all the time.
还有就是 Krishna 跟牧牛姑娘们之间的这个逍遥时光也是一直在上演的。
Or Krishna interacting with Nanda and Yasoda. It's an eternal Leela. It just goes on.
还有 Krishna 与 Nanda Maharaj 与 Yasoda 妈妈之间相互的交流的逍遥时光也是一直永恒的在上演。
Of course, the variety of these Nitya Leelas are eternal.
当然了，就是
The varieties, although these Leelas are eternal, they happen in an unlimited variety of ways.
尽管就是所有的这些逍遥时光，他们都是永恒的， 但是呢，就是他们之间相互的还是有一些区别，具有多种多样性的。
We might think, well, if it's eternal, then it might get very boring. If it's the same thing every day, Krishna is doing the same thing with his devotees, then it might get boring.
有时候我们可能会想，一听到说是永恒的在上演呢，我们可能就觉得会有一些厌烦。因为你每一天每一天基本上都是同样的事情在重复。
Just like sometimes we might get bored with our devotional practice. Same thing every day. 16 rounds, getting up early. Yeah, sometimes we might get a little bit bored with this.
就比如说我们基本上每天都在履行同样的奉献服务。我每天都在念诵16圈，我们每天都需要早起。等等，可能一段时间之后，我们就变得非常的厌倦。
So even though the pastimes of Krishna and his devotees are eternal, but the variety in which they happen are unlimited.
所以呢，虽然 Krishna 跟他的奉献者之间的这些逍遥时光都是永恒的在上演，但是呢，这些逍遥时光他们发生的方式还是有着多种多样性的，并不是重复单一的。
And as you have, I believe you would have heard, in the spiritual world, there is no past and there is no future.
我想你们大家可能都听说过，在灵性世界呢，没有过去，也没有将来。
Everything is in the present.
就是一切都是在当下。
And I think you have also heard Krishna is ever fresh.
而且我确信你们肯定都听说过 Krishna 他是永恒常新的。
As his devotees are also.
所以他的奉献者们也是一样的。
So every day is like a completely new day.
所以呢，每一天都是一个全新的一天。
So when they, you know, when Krishna and the cowherd boys wake up in the morning and, you know, get prepared to take out the cows, they're not thinking, oh, we did this yesterday, can't we do something else?
所以呢，当 Krishna 和他的这些牧牛童朋友们每天早上他们起床之后呢，他们因为都需要去做一些准备，然后呢去放牛，他们并不是说他们觉得他们每天都在做这样的事情，那么今天能不能就是去做一些别的事情啊
？Why? Because it's present. There's no past in that sense. There's no past. They're not thinking, oh, yesterday, yesterday. That conception is not there.
为什么他们不会这样呢？因为在这个灵性的范畴当中呢，就没有这个过去，没有昨天，就只有现在，只有当今，只有当下。
So it's ever fresh. It's like a new, every day is a new day. It's completely new.
所以呢，一切都是常新的，每一天都是新的一天，是完全的，全新的一天。
And in a similar sense, they're not really thinking, oh, what are we going to do tomorrow?
所以呢，就从这个层面上来说呢，他们也不会考虑，那么明天我们会做什么事情呢？
Oh, yeah, today we went out and did the cows. Can we do something tomorrow different?
他们也不会想，今天呢，我们去放牛了，那么明天能不能去做一些不同的事情呢？
So that conception is not there. It's the present. It's today. Whatever happens today is today. And then the next day is a completely new day.
所以呢，他们就没有这个过去或者将来的这个概念，就是一切的发生都是在今天，在当下，就是每一天都是一个全新的一天。
It's ever fresh.
每一天都是常新的。
Being Krishna every day is ever fresh.
Krishna 每一天都是常新的。
There is time in the sense that Krishna's different pastimes take place at different times of the day. In that sense, there is time.
所以呢，就是 Krishna 他不同的这些逍遥时光，它发生在一天中不同的时段。所以从这个层面上来讲，其实也是有这个时间的一个存在的。
Krishna gets up when before the sun rises, so you know he knows that's the time to wake up.
Krishna 通常在太阳升起之前就起床了，这是通常他起床的时间。
He has breakfast at breakfast time.
他呢也有他的早餐的时间。
it's time for breakfast. Mother Yasoda will say, oh, it's breakfast time.
如果是早餐的时间到的话呢，亚瑟的妈妈就会喊 Krishna, 该吃早餐了。
And then around 8 o'clock, then it's time to take the cows into the forest.
就如果是到了八点钟的时候呢，那么就是 Krishna 该去放牛的时候了。
And then lunch time. At lunch time, they will take lunch. So in that sense, there is time.
还有这个午餐的时间到了，他们也会吃午餐。所以
so,
这个层面上来说是有时间的存在的。
So even though it is said in the spiritual world, there's no time. So there's no time in the sense of past and future. It's present.
所以呢，就是在灵性世界同时也存在着这个时间。我们通常说这个灵性世界不存在时间的概念，它指的具体的是灵性世界没有这个过去和将来这样的概念。
But within that present, there is time.
但是在这个当下其实是有时间的。
Time in the sense that at different times of the day, Krishna performs different pastimes.
所以呢，就是在灵性世界的这个时间就存在于这个当下，在每天当中不同的时间段，然后 Krishna 会上演这些不同的逍遥时光。
Around 4:30 or so, it's time to return to Vrindavan, to the village.
就比如说到了这个四点半的时候，他们就需要回到这个 Vrindavan 村庄了。
So the life.In the spiritual world is arranged by time, but not in the sense of past and future.
所以呢，在灵性世界这个活动呢，也是有时间所管理，但是呢，它这个时间呢，并不是指这个过去和将来。
So these Nitya Leelas, what's called one category of pastime is known as Nitya Leela.
所以呢，其中呢一类的逍遥时光呢，被称为是 Nitya。Leela, 就是永恒的逍遥时光。
And these Leelas eternally are taking place in Vrindavan, in the spiritual world there.
这个永恒的逍遥时光呢，它就是永恒的在这个灵性世界的 Vrindavan 上演。
Then we, but as I mentioned, they happen in anunlimited variety of ways.
他们呢就是以这种无限的这种多样化的形式在上演。
And they're ever fresh. It's like every day is a completely new day.
而且呢一切都是常新的，每一天都是一个全新的一天。
Then the other category of Leela is known as Naimittika Leela.
另外一类的逍遥时光被称为是Naimittika Leela.
Naimittika means occasional or sometimes.
Naimittika 的意思呢，就是临时或者是偶然发生的。
These pastimes only take place in the material world. When Krishna comes to the material world, these pastimes take place here.
这一类的逍遥时光呢，就只发生在物质世界，就当慧士呢降临到物质世界的时候，才有这样的逍遥时光。
In the spiritual world, the pastimes are eternal.
因为在这个灵性世界，这个逍遥时光它是永恒的。
When Krishna comes to this material world, he also performs his Nitya Leela. Also.
当慧士呢降临到这个物质世界的时候呢，他同样的上演他的永恒的逍遥时光。
In addition to his Nitya Leela, he also has this Naimittika Leela.
就是跟他的永恒的逍遥时光相伴的呢，同时他还有这个临时偶然的一些逍遥时光。
So the, when, so in this, when the Lord performs his pastimes in this world,He performs pastimes that are not manifest in the spiritual world as such.
所以这一类临时的逍遥时光呢，它只是发生在这个物质世界，它不发生在这个灵性世界。
But when he comes to this world, then he performs these Naimittika Leelas.
所以呢，当他降临到这个物质世界的时候呢，他就上演这种临时的逍遥时光。
For example,
就比如说
，his taking birth, his appearance is a Naimittika Leela. It doesn't happen in the spiritual world in that sense.
就比如说 Krishna 他的出生就属于这个临时的逍遥时光，因为 Krishna 出生的话，他在灵性世界没有这样的事情。
Or Krishna killing demons is another such example.
还有一个例子的话，就是 Krishna 他杀恶魔这样的逍遥时光，也是属于这个临时的这一类。
As we know in the spiritual world, there's no demons.
因为我们知道在灵性世界根本就没有恶魔的存在。
So Krishna is not exactly killing demons there.
所以呢，在灵性世界就不存在 Krishna 杀恶魔这样的逍遥时光。
Because no one is inimical, so how he will kill them?
因为就是没有人是这种犯罪的邪恶的，所以 Krishna 不能去杀掉。
Of course, sometimes it is described that in the Vrindavan, in the spiritual world, sometimes it is said there's the feeling of demons.There's no demons, but there's the feeling of demons, and there's the feeling that Krishna is killing demons because this nourishes the love of Krishna's devotees. That feeling nourishes their love.
但是呢，在灵性世界有一种情况呢，就是有时候呢，奉献者会有这种感觉到是这个恶魔，或者是 Krishna 他有这个杀恶魔的这样的感觉。它并不是真正发生的，只是这样的感觉，因为这种感受呢，会滋养 Krishna 和奉献者之间的这种爱心的交流。
This feeling, of course, is arranged by Yogamaya Devi.
当然了，这种感觉呢是由这个 Yogamaya Devi 来控制的。
She gives them the feeling that there's demons coming and that Krishna is killing them.This is to nourish their loving feelings for each other.
所以呢，就是他们感受到的，就是说自己是恶魔啊，然后 Krishna 来去杀掉他们这样的一个逍遥时光呢，其实并不是真正的有，而是说他们这种感受呢，会滋养Krishna 和奉献者他们之间的这种爱心的这种情感。
But actually, there's no demons as such, and Krishna is not killing demons as such there.
但事实上呢，在灵性世界，在那里，就是根本就不存在 Krishna 杀恶魔这样的一个活动。
But when, as we know, when the Lord comes to this world, he's killing demons. That's one of his missions, is to kill demons.
但是我们知道，就是当 Krishna 主降临到这个物质世界的时候呢，他就为上演这个杀恶魔的逍遥时光，因为这是他降临到物质世界的一个使命。
So this is in the occasional leela category, occasional pastime.
所以呢，这就属于就是偶尔上演的这个逍遥时光。
Or another example is Krishna apparently leaving Vrindavan to go to Mathura.
还有一个逍遥时光呢，就是说 Krishna 表面上看起来是离开了 Vrindavan 去到 Mathura。
But in the spiritual world, he's always in Vrindavan.
但是呢，在灵性世界 ，Krishna 其实一直都待在 Vrindavan 的。
He's always in Mathura.
他也一直在 Mathura.
He's always in Dwarka.
他也一直在 Dwarka.
But when he manifests his leela in this world, then externally, at least, he's only in one or the other place.
但是呢，就是当他在这个物质世界上演逍遥时光的时候呢，就是外在看起来他就只待在了某一个地方。
So Krishna is leaving, apparently leaving Vrindavan is also a Naimittika Leela.
所以呢 ，Krishna 就是表面上看起来他离开 Vrindavan 的这样的逍遥时光呢，也是属于 Naimittika 的逍遥时光。
Again, in the Nitya Lila, in the spiritual world, there might sometimes be a feeling that Krishna is leaving Vrindavan, but in actuality he doesn't. Again, this is again to nourish and to increase the loving feelings between Krishna and his devotees.
当然了，在这个灵性世界，这个Nitya 永恒的逍遥时光当中呢，有时候呢，这个文达文的居民可能会有这种感觉 ，Krishna 可能要离开文达文了。但是呢，其实并没有真正的发生这样的逍遥时光，因为他们之所以有这样的一个感觉呢，是滋养他们跟 Krishna 之间的这个爱心的这种情感。
But it doesn't happen, but the feeling, Yoga Maya Devi, she may arrange that feeling.
事实上就没有这样的逍遥时光，但是呢 ,Yoga Maya 她就是安排了这样的一种情感。
But in the earthly Vrindavan, the earthly Vrindavan sometimes is known as Boma Vrindavan.
所以呢就是在就是原初的这个 Vrindavan 有时候被称为是 Boma Vrindavan。
Which means earthly Vrindavan.
所以呢，在这个地球上的这个 Vrindavan 被称为是Boma Vrindavan.
Boma.
对。
And so in Boma Vrindavan, these Naimittika Leelas take place.
所以呢，就在这个地球上的这个Vrindavan 呢，才会有这种偶然发生的这种逍遥时光。
And I gave you a few examples there.
就比如说我再给你们举一些例子。
So this killing of demons that we will be sharing from the 10th canto is these are Naimittika Leelas.
所以呢就是有关 Krishna 杀恶魔的在这个瓦坛第十篇的这些的逍遥时光呢他们都属于这种临时偶然发生的逍遥时光。
And whenever the Lord comes, makes his appearance in this world, in Boma Vrindavan, then this is where the Naimittika Leelas happen.
所以呢，不管就是Krishna 他任何时候他显现在这个地球上的时候呢，他就会进行这种临时的这种逍遥时光。
So in the spiritual world, Vrindavan, there's Nitya Leelas.
就是一直有这种永恒性的 Nitya Lila 的逍遥时光。
In Boma Vrindavan, Krishna shows his Nitya Lilas and also Naimittika Lilas.
但是在地球上的这个 Vrindavan 呢 ，Krishna 既展示他的这个永恒的逍遥时光，同时也展示了这种临时的逍遥时光。
This is again just some background information for all of you.
当然了，这是给予你们大家分享的有关一些背景知识。
So there's another category of Leelas which we shall also share.
还有一类逍遥时光呢，我们也会跟大家分享。
You may have heard before.Also,
你们可能之前也听说过。
Prakat Lila and Aprakat Lila.
Prakat Lila, Aprakat Lila.
Yeah, I'm typing. You can see.
Okay. 这其中一种是 Prakat.Prakata Lila 就是展示的逍遥时光
And then Aprakat
还有一种是 Aprakata Lila 就是未展示的逍遥时光
So we're talking about different kinds of Leelas
所以呢我们现在在讲述的是有关这些不同种类的逍遥时光
So what does Prakat Lila mean?
所以呢，这个Prakat Lila 意味着什么呢
？Prakat means manifest.
Prakat 的意思就是展示的。
For example.
就比如说。
when Krishna appears in this world, that is prakat lila, manifestly, everybody can see.
就比如说 Krishna 他在这个世界上演的逍遥时光，他就属于这个 prakat lila， 因为每个人都可以看到这逍遥时光。
How much they understand, that's another question, but everybody can see. Even demons can see Krishna and see what he's doing.
但是呢就是就每个人来说呢，他们能够在多大程度上理解 Krishna 这种逍遥时光呢，它是另外一个问题。但是呢就这个看到与否来说呢，即便是恶魔也能够看到这个 Krishna 上演的这个逍遥时光。
So Prakat Lila refers to those pastimes.
所以呢就是Prakat Lila 呢就是指这种展示了的逍遥时光。
Manifest. These are the manifest past. Everybody can see them if they are there.
就是如果在这个物质世界有这样的逍遥时光的话呢，它就说明已经展示了，每个人都可以看到。
Again, how people understand them, that's another discussion.
但是呢，就是人们如何去理解这些逍遥时光呢，就是另外一类的问题。
Different kinds of people will understand them in different ways or to different degrees.
当然了，不同的人呢，他们就是会在不同程度的去理解，以不同的方式去理解这些逍遥时光。
Then we have the aprakat. Aprakat means not manifest.
我们还有这种 aprakat lila， 就是那些未展示的逍遥时光。
As we know, I think you would have heard also.
我想你们这类的也曾经听说过。
That in the Vrindavan now, in, you know, where we go sometimes, there Krishna is there performing his leelas, even now.
就我们可能也会听说过，就是现在，即便是现在，就是在 Vrindavan, Krishna 他也同样在上演着他的逍遥时光。
We have heard that many times, that when we go to Vrindavan, we hear, oh, Krishna is there, he is herding the cows, he's with the cow. This is happening eternally. It's always going on. These are his nitya leelas.
所以呢，就是每当我们去到 Vrindavan 的时候呢，我们可能就会听到，就是说 Krishna 他在 Vrindavan 一直上演着他的逍遥时光，就比如说 Krishna 他一直都在这个放牛，这类的永恒的逍遥时光一直在上演的。
But we can't see them.
但是我们却看不到。
When Krishna appears as he did more than 5,000 years ago.
就是Krishna 呢，他其实在上演的这些逍遥时光，就像他在5000年前显现上演的这些逍遥时光一样。
More than 5,000 years ago.
在5000年前，甚至于多于早于这个5000年前，一直都在上演。
We keep saying 5,000 years, but it's even after 100 years, we might say 5,000 years Krishna appeared. So that we should say more than 5,000 years ago.
所以呢，其实即便是已经过了就是5000多年了，通常我们可能也会说这个5000年。所以呢，我们就是说是，这个5000年前之前。
And the same in Mayapur. We know that we all have, I guess many of us have visited Mayapur, and we are taught Lord Chaitanya is there eternally performing his pastimes.
我们呢，肯定很多人也都拜访过这个马普。当我们到马普的时候呢，也曾经。经常这样听说，就是主菜丹尼亚马哈巴普特永恒的在马亚普上演的他的这个逍遥时光。
So they, but we don't see them.
但是呢，我们却看不到。
If we were here, you know, 530 years ago, then, and we were in India, then probably we would have seen Lord Chaitanya's pastimes.
如果我们就是在530年之前，如果是在印度的话呢，可能我们就会看到就前的尼亚马哈巴布的逍遥时光。
Because those at that time, his pastimes were prakat, but they were manifest. Everybody could see.
因为在那个时候呢，他上演的这个《逍遥时光》呢，就被称为这个，prakat， 《逍遥时光》就是展示了的《逍遥时光》，每个人都可以看得到。
But he is still performing pastimes in Mayapur with his devotees, but they are aprakat.
但是呢，即便是现在，他和他的奉献者一直在Mayapur 上演的他的《逍遥时光》。但是属于这种未展示的 aprakat。
So we have the prakat lila. This refers to the pastimes when Krishna appears on the earth and we can all see them.
所以呢，就是这一类的prakat 的展示了的逍遥时光呢，是指当 Krishna 显现在这个世界的时候，我们每个人都可以看到的这个逍遥时光。
If we are there.
如果我们当时在场的话。
And again, how people understand is another matter.
但是呢，再说一遍，就是人们如何去理解这样的逍遥时光呢，是属于另一类的问题。
But they can see.
但是呢，他们都能看得到。
Right, so this is the prakat lila.
所以呢，这一类就被称为是 prakat lila.
Aprakat lila again means.The pastimes the Lord is eternally performing in Vrindavan, in Mayapur, in Mathura, in Dwarka. These places are not destroyed when the material world is destroyed.
所以呢，就是另一类的这个阿普拉卡的利拉呢，就是指 Krishna 他永恒的在这个地球上的这个Vrindavan 以及他在这个 Mathura 在 Dwarka 上演的这些逍遥时光。就是即便这个物质世界毁灭的时候，这些地方它仍然是永恒存在的。
Even though the Lord manifests His holy dhams like Vrindavan, Mayapur, etc., He manifests them in this material world. But when the material world is destroyed, these places are not.
就是尽管从外在看起来，主 Krishna 他是在这个物质世界展现了。像这个文达文等等这样的一些圣地，但是呢，就是当这个物质世界毁灭的时候，这些圣地仍然不会被毁灭。
And Krishna or Lord Chaitanya, they are eternally performing their leelas there, so they are known as aprakat leela.
所以呢，就是 Krishna 和主 Chaitanya 他们永恒的就在这些圣地来上演。他们的这种永恒的未展示的这些逍遥时光。
These leelas can only be seen by very special devotees.
而这些逍遥时光只有被那些非常特殊崇高的奉献者才能够看到。
Not by the average person or by the average devotee. So they are upper.
奉献者都能看得到的，所以呢，他们被称为是未展示的这些 aprakat。
So these are the different categories of leelas.
所以呢，这就是我们对于这些不同的 leela 的一个分类。
Sometimes in the context of prakat and aprakat leela, the example is given of the sun.
就是有时候呢，就有关这个 prakat 和 aprakat 的这个逍遥时光呢，就有一个比喻，像这个太阳的一个比喻。
We all know the sun is always in the sky.
我们知道这个太阳总是在天空当中。
But for our limited vision, it appears and disappears, but it's always there.
但是呢，由于我们这个受局限的这个视野的话呢，我们有时候看得到，有时候看不到。但是太阳它始终都在天空当中。
So in the same way, Krishna's leelas, even in this material world, they're always taking place in the sense that he's always in Vrindavan and Mayapur, even in this material world. But sometimes they appear, sometimes they disappear, like the sun.
所以呢，就像这个太阳一样，就是 Krishna 的这些永恒的这些被展示的逍遥时光呢，他们其实永恒的在这个文达文、玛雅普这样的圣地上演，但是呢， 我们有时候看到，有时候看不到。但不管怎么样，他们是永恒的在进行的。
So this is something about past times.
这些都是有关我们来谈这个逍遥时光的一些知识。
Now let us talk something about Krishna himself.
让我们来谈一下有关 Krishna 本人吧。
Because it's all related to our topic.
因为这一切都跟我们的这个话题主题有关。
In the nectar of devotion.
在奉爱的甘露之中。
In the second part of the nectar of devotion.
在有关这个奉爱的甘露的第二部分。
The first part, as you might know, the nectar of devotion is divided into four parts.
好，我们大家可能都知道这个奉爱的甘露呢被分为是四部分。
The first part is more or less an introduction to devotional service.
第一部分呢更多的是来讲述奉爱服务的这个有关介绍。
Then the second part,introduces the personality of Krishna.
第二部分呢就讲述了 Krishna 的有关他的这个人格性。
And among other things, it describes some of Krishna's qualities.
同时呢他也描述了有关 Krishna 的一些品质。
It talks about his character, it talks about his nature, but it also talks about his qualities.
他呢谈论了有关 Krishna 的一些性格呀，一些他的天性，更多的是谈论他的品质。
And I'm guessing you know that Krishna has 64 qualities.
我想你们大家可能都听说过 Krishna 他呢有64项品质。
And these 64 qualities, as you may have heard, 60 qualities are possessed by Krishna's other expansions.
就是呢我们可能也听说过 Krishna 的这64项不同的品质呢都有它不同的64个扩展。
If you go to the nectar of devotion, you can, this is in, chapter 21 and 22.
就是当我们来看这个奉爱的甘露这个书上的时候呢，这个20、21，他描述了 Krishna 他的这些不同的一些品质以及相应的一个解释。
Of course, we know Krishna's qualities are unlimited, but just to give us some idea, Rupa Goswami lists 64 qualities.
当然了，我们知道 Krishna 他有无限的这些品质，但是呢。就是为了给我们一些相应的具体的概念 Rupa Goswami 呢他就列举了 Krishna 的这64项不同的品质
As you may remember 50 qualities are possessed by human beings you know the perfected human beings
你们大家可能还记得就是一个完美的人呢他可能会具有这个50%的这个品质50项这样的品质
55 are possessed by great demigods such as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva
就是像主 Brahma 以及主 Shiva 的话呢他们这样伟大的人物伟大的半神人最多会拥有这个54项这些品质
60 are possessed by the different forms of Lord Krishna, right? Lord Narayana, Lord Rama, etc.
所以呢就是像主 Krishna 他的不同的这些化身形象就比如说 主南亚呀或者是主 Rama 等等他的这些不同的形体，他们可能会拥有这个最多60项这些品质。
And 64 are possessed by Krishna himself.
而64项呢是 Krishna 本人所拥有的这些品质。
Krishna himself, we are talking about Krishna in Vrindavan.
我们现在在谈论的是在 Vrindavan 的这个 Krishna。
So the Krishna manifests in Dwarka and Mathura.
所以呢 ，Yeah, please go.
So the Krishna who appears in Mathura and Dwarka exhibits 60 qualities. Only our Vrindavan Krishna exhibits 64.
所以呢，在 Mathura 以及 Dwarka 的 Krishna 呢，它展示了60项这些不同的品质。只有在 Vrindavan 的 Krishna 才完整的展示了这64项品质。
I certainly hope all of you know this.
我肯定希望你们大家都知道这个知识点。
I have, during my travels, sometimes I will ask devotees, what are the things that make Krishna unique compared to other expansions and avatars?
有时候我在旅行当中呢，就会问奉献者，你们知道就是有哪些品质就是令 Krishna 本人更加的独特，要比他的那些化身那些其他的形象更加的就是具有吸引力。
And quite often at least some devotees don't know.
奉献者是不知道的。
Which is not a good thing.
这一点可不好。
We worship, we are all Krishna.
我们呢都在崇拜 Krishna, 把我们的奉爱奉献给 Krishna.
Of course, you know, we also worship Lord Narsinghadev and Lord Rama, but the primary object of Krishna in Vrindavan.
也崇拜主尼辛哈主 Rama, 但是呢我们就是最重要的这个奉爱的这个对象呢，应该就是说在 Vrindavan 的这个 Krishna, 我们应该就是怀着爱心和奉爱之心。
Certainly we don't and shouldn't avoid the other expansions or avatars of the Lord. That would be improper.
当然了，我们不应该去避免，就是不去崇拜 Krishna 的他的其他的这些扩展或者是化身 avatar。我们肯定也去崇拜他们。
But as we all know, our main object of worship and devotion as given to us by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in Vrindavan.
但是呢就是我们最主要的这个崇拜以及奉爱的对象呢，应该就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 推荐给我们的是在 Vrindavan 的这个 Krishna。
And we have to know what makes Krishna in Vrindavan unique.
我们所以需要知道是什么特征使得 Krishna 他在 Vrindavan 变得更加的独特。
We have to know why it is that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and our goal on Krishna in Vrindavan.
所以呢，我们同时也需要知道为什么主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 以及六个释迦牟尼，还有我们这个。高迪亚的这个传系，他们要让我们专注于这个 Vrindavan 的 Krishna 的原因。
We have to know this. This is our line. This is our sampradaya that we have all taken shelter.
这托比的这个传系。
So we have to know this.
所以我们一定要知道这一点。
So what makes, I mean,there's many things that make Krishna in Vrindavan unique, but as listed in the Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami has given us 4 qualities that make Krishna unique among all the other forms of Godhead.
如巴克斯王明特在《风爱的甘露》中呢，他就列举了有四点，使得 Krishna 他呢就是相比着他的所有的其他的这些化身扩展，更加的独特，更加的吸引人。
So let's talk about them a little bit.
来，让我们来讲述一下这四点。
But because again, this is related to our Vrindavan Leela.
当然了，这一切都跟 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的这个小小时光相关的。
So what are Krishna's? Again, some of you may not know, but if some of you may know, but if you don't know, please make sure you remember it.
你们中的一些奉献者可能已经知道了，但有些奉献者可能不知道。不管怎么说呢，你们一定要确保就是在学了这个之后呢，你们能够记住。
Sometimes devotees say, "Oh, so hard to remember."
有时候奉献者就说，怎么才能够记得住呢？
So if you really want to remember, I have a suggestion.
如果你们真的想记住的话呢，我就跟你们一些建议。
Write it down 100 times.
你们就把它抄写100遍。
If you write it down 100 times, probably you'll remember.
如果你们能把它抄写100遍的话，你们可能就会记住了。
Why do children remember so much? One reason, of course, they are children. The brain is young. But another reason is because they write so much, they remember. Because they write.
就是为什么那个小孩子通常他能记住很多东西呢？可能是因为他们确实很年轻，他们的这个大脑确实非常的这个有活力，年轻。但是呢，另外一个更重要的原因是因为他们总是在不停的在写。
So if you write 100 times, Krishna has 4 unique qualities. Sorry, Vrindavan Krishna has 4 special qualities.And then you write each of the qualities. If you do that 100 times, probably you'll remember.
所以呢，如果你们真的想要记住，就是在 Vrindavan 的 Krishna 他所具备的独特的四项品质的话呢，如果你们把每一个品质写下来100遍的话呢，可能你们就会记住了。
Another good way to remember.
还有一个就是能够记住的一个好的方法就是。
Talk about it.
你们去讲述。
Prepare a lesson, a class about Krishna, how Vrindavan Krishna is special, and include all the information and talk about it. And by talking about it, sharing with others, that's another very good way to remember.
另外呢，就是说你们去准备有关在 Vrindavan 的 Krishna 他所具备的这个独特的品质，这样一堂课。那么你们通过去讲述，通过去分享，那么这是有助于你们记住的一个非常好的一种方法。
By sharing with others, we are forced to prepare, and then by preparing and sharing, it goes more deeply into the brain.
所以呢，就是通过我们准备这样一堂课呢，就是就强迫着我们首先。去准备，然后呢，就是我们去分享，然后去讲述。那么这样的话呢，这样的知识就会更深刻的烙在我们的心里。
Write 100 times and then share with others, and then probably you'll remember much more.
同时呢，就像刚才提到的，你写下100遍，然后呢，你很有可能就记住了。
And share with others.
然后呢，你再去跟别人分享。
So, what are Vrindavan Krishna's 4 unique qualities?
所以呢，在 Vrindavan Krishna, 它具备哪四项独特的品质呢？
These are not manifest in the Krishna in Mathura or Dwarka, only in Vrindavan.
这些品质呢，是当 Krishna 在 Mathura 或 Dwarka 的时候呢，它没有展现出来的品质。只有在 Vrindavan 才展现出这些品质。
Again, each form of the Lord is perfect and complete. There's no doubt.
当然了 ，Krishna 的每一个他的形体都是完美的，而且是完整的。这一点是毫无疑问的。
They're all the Supreme Personality of Godhead, full of all opulences. There's no question about that.
他呢都是自尊人格的守神，就是载满着所有的这些富裕。
But it's only in Vrindavan where these opulences are fully manifest by Vrindavan Krishna.
但是呢，只有在 Vrindavan 的时候，在 Vrindavan 的 Krishna 他才完整的展现了所有的这些品质。
So what are the four unique qualities?
所以这四项独特的品质是什么呢？
This you can find in the Nectar of Devotion, chapter 21 and 22, or perhaps it's 22. But, no, it's 21 and 2.
你们可以在《妨碍的甘露》这个21、22章中可以看得到。
So the first, well, one of them, one of the four is known as Lila Madhurya.
其中的一项呢是 Lila Madhurya.
We have been discussing different kinds of Lila.
我们呢已经谈论了就是不同的这些逍遥时光。
There's the Nitya Lila, Naimittika Lila, Prakat Lila, Aprakat Lila.
就像我们刚才所提到的，就是 Krishna 这些逍遥时光呢，它有这个Nitya Lila, Naimittika Lila, 以及 Pratika Lila, Aprakat Lila.
No, Prakat.
Aprakat.
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 Yes. Again, I understand Sanskrit might be hard for some of you to remember, and that's okay, but at least you must know the Chinese.
我知道你们当中的有些人可能对梵文不是太熟悉，但至少你们应该懂得这个中文。
I'm certainly not insisting that you have to know the Sanskrit.
当然了，我并不是强调说你们一定要懂这个梵文。
But have to know the Chinese.
但至少你们应该知道这个中文的这些描述。
So Lila, Lila of course again means pastimes, and Madhurya of course means sweet.
当然了 ,Lila 指的是逍遥时光，然后呢 ,Madhurya 指的就是甜美。
So Lila Madhurya means uniquely sweet pastimes.
所以呢这个 Lila Madhurya 的意思呢就是非常独特的甜美的这些逍遥时光。
All of the Lord's pastimes are wonderful. Lord Nrisimhadev's pastimes, Lord Rama's pastimes, of course, they're all wonderful.
当然了，主的所有的这些不同的形象的这些逍遥时光，他们都是非常美妙的。就比如说主。
But Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, I think we can all quite easily agree, have uniquely sweet.
但是呢，我觉得可能我们大多数人都会认同，就是 Krishna 的在 Vrindavan 的这些逍遥时光，它是尤其独特的甜美。
Lord Nrisimhadev killing Hiranyakashipu is wonderful, but it's not exactly sweet.
主尼西亚大夫杀这个 Hiranyakashipu 恶魔的这样的逍遥时光，当然也是非常美妙的，但是呢，它并不是那么的甜美。
Right, it's tearing apart someone's stomach and there's blood everywhere. And then he puts the intestines around his neck like a garland. Not exactly sweet.
就主女仙哈代瓦他呢就是撕开了这个黑人亚卡西夫的他的胸膛，然后呢到处弄的这些都是鲜血，同时呢他又把他这个肠子拿出来就是作为花环戴在他的脖子上。就这一切呢，就是并不是那么的甜美。
It's wonderful, it's amazing, it's attractive, but I don't think we would say it's a sweet pastime.
当然了，这些逍遥时光都是非常的奇妙，非常的就是吸引人的。但是呢，我们可能不会说这样的逍遥时光非常的令我们感到甜美。
But Krishna stealing butter is sweet.
但是呢 ，Krishna 偷黄油的这样的逍遥时光呢，就是非常甜美的
，and amazing and attractive and wonderful, but also sweet.
而且呢，非常的奇妙，非常的吸引人，同时又非常的甜美。
Krishna playing with his friends and the cows is also very sweet, wonderful, amazing and attractive.
所以呢 ，Krishna 跟他的这些牧牛童朋友们跟这个是非常的奇妙，非常的其实美妙，非常的吸引人，同时非常的甜美。
And I think we can all understand that also.
我们大家其实都非常显而易见的可以能够理解这一点。
So this is what Leela Madhurya refers to.
所以呢，这就是第一点，就是 Leela Madhurya 的它的一个含义。
Uniquely sweet pastimes.
它指的就是 Krishna 这个尤其独特的甜美的这个逍遥时光。
And this is what, you know, when we go through the different demons that Krishna kills, this is what we will be talking about. Krishna's uniquely sweet pastimes.
所以呢，就是当我们在讲述 Krishna 杀恶魔的这些逍遥时光的时候呢，这时候呢，我们其实也是指的 Krishna 这种非常甜美的这些逍遥时光。
Then the second, one of the four is Prema Madhurya.
第二点呢是 Prema Madhurya.
This refers to uniquely sweet devotees.
这一点呢指的是尤其独特甜美的奉献者。
Of course, all of the devotees of the Lord are wonderful and they have prema bhakti and they're fully surrendered and all of these things. Again, there's no question about this.
当然了 ,Krishna 所有这些纯粹的奉献者呢，他们都具备这些非常美妙的这些品质，他们呢都就是完全的归 Krishna, 他们对 Krishna 有着这种完全的这种奉爱，这一点是毫无疑问的。
And Hanuman and Prahlad Maharaj and you know Uddhava, these there's no quit the Pandavas.
比如说 Hanuman, 还有这个Prahlad Maharaj 以及 Uddhava, 还有 Pandava 等等。
I understand. I think Sati Mataji told me that Narasimha Maharaj he is giving a talk now on the Brihad Bhagavatam Rita.
我听 Sati Mataji 说现在的就是你信哈古鲁在跟我们大家来讲述这种大宝加瓦坛的这个逍遥的甘露。
And is that correct?
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So, and in that book, there's a description of the different kinds of devotees of the Lord.
在这些在这个书中呢就描述了主的这些不同的奉献者。
I don't know where you are now, but as you will see, each devotee is perfect and complete, but then progressively, they are progressively sweet, perfect, more perfect, most perfect.
当然了，我也不知道你们现在处在怎样的一个情况当中，但是呢，就是总结来说 ，Krishna 他的这些。不同的这些奉献者他们其实都是完美其实完整的但是呢就这个程度上来说呢有这个就是甜美有更为甜美
No, 这样的一个 I said perfect, more perfect, most perfect
就是有这个完美就是比较完美以及更完美的一个程度区分
And then 最完美
然后还有这个最完美。
对。So, Prema Madhurya refers to Krishna's uniquely sweet devotees.
所以呢这个 Prema Madhurya 呢指就是 Krishna 尤其甜美的这些奉献者。
And why are they uniquely sweet?
为什么他们会这个独特的甜美呢?
Because they don't see or understand Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
因为呢他们就是不把 Krishna 看成是自尊人格守神。
So their love is not checked by this awe and reverence that is manifest in other devotees, in the Lord's other devotees.
因为他们的这种爱呢就是不是以这种崇敬敬畏之心的。而是以其他的更为一种方式来展现在这些奉献者的身上呢。
Right? They don't love Krishna because he is God.
他们并不是因为 Krishna 他是神是主就爱他。
Why are we all worshipping Krishna? Because we understand he's God. That's why.
我们为什么去崇拜 Krishna 呢？因为我们知道他是主，他是神。
If he wasn't God, probably we wouldn't be worshipping him. In our case.
就在我们的这个层面例子来说呢，如果 Krishna 不是神的话，我们可能就不崇拜他了。
But the residents, they don't worship Krishna, they don't love Krishna because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
但是呢 Vrindavan 的居民他们并不是因为 Krishna 他是至尊人格守神然后因为这个原因去崇拜他去爱他。
They love Krishna because they love Krishna. That's the only reason.
他们之所以爱 Krishna 的原因就是因为他们爱 Krishna, 这是他们唯一的一个原因。
Because of his beauty, his kindness, his funniness, his laughter, all these, this is why, not because he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
他们呢是由于 Krishna 的这个美丽 ,Krishna 的友善 ,Krishna 的幽默以及他的这种好玩然后去爱他而不是因为他是自尊人格神兽。
And because of that, their interaction with Krishna is the most intimate.
所以呢，就是因为这一点呢，他们与 Krishna 之间的关系交流呢是最为亲密的。
Because it's not checked with the idea of him being the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
因为呢，他们并没有说认为 Krishna 是自尊人格守神的这样的一个概念想法。
So it's more intimate. So that's what prema, of course we know means love. Prema means love.
所以呢他们的这种爱呢其实是更为亲密的。这个 prema 呢就是指的是爱。
Prema madhurya, it means their love is exceptionally sweet.
所以呢这个 prema madhurya 呢它指这些就是甜美的奉献者呢他们的这种爱是尤其的甜美。
Previously we spoke about lila madhurya, Krishna's uniquely sweet pastimes.
在前面呢我们第一点提到了是 lila madhurya, 就是指 Krishna 这些逍遥时光呢是尤其的甜美。
Why are his pastimes uniquely sweet? Why?
为什么他的这些逍遥时光尤其的甜美呢
？Because his devotees are uniquely sweet. They are prema madhurya.
就是因为跟他一起上演这些逍遥时光的这些奉献者们是尤其的甜美，所以呢，他们就属于这个 prema madhurya.
Without prema madhurya, there's no lila madhurya.
就如果没有这个 prema madhurya 的话，也不存在这个 lila madhurya。
Without these uniquely sweet devotees, there's no uniquely sweet pastimes.
所以呢，如果没有这个尤其独特的甜美的奉献者的话呢，就不会有 Krishna 的这些尤其独特甜美的逍遥时光了。
They go together. They're inseparable.
他们呢是彼此不可分的，他们是一起连在一起的，紧密相连的。
So this is the Lord's uniquely sweet, and this is what we discuss the Lila Madhurya in when we begin the pastimes, then we will see how Krishna's devotees in Vrindavan, we will see more, we will hear more how they are prema madhurya.
所以呢，当我们在后面更多的谈论到 Krishna 的在 Vrindavan 的这个 Lila Madhurya 的时候呢。我们其实就会更多的听到，更多的可以看到，就是跟 Krishna 一起上演这些逍遥时光的这些奉献者们是如何的特殊的甜美。
Then we have number the third is Venu Madhurya.
我们有第三点就是 Venu Madhurya.
What Venu means the flute.
Venu 的意思就是笛子。
So Krishna's flute playing is one of the things that makes Krishna in Vrindavan Krishna in Vrindavan is his flute.
就是是在 Vrindavan 的 Krishna 就是非常独特的一点呢，就是 Krishna 他在 Vrindavan 总是吹着他的这个非常具有吸引力的笛子。
He doesn't play the flute in Mathura, he doesn't play the flute in Dwarka.
他呢既没有在 Mathura, 也没有在这个 Dwarka 吹笛子。
And in Mathura, Krishna is a prince, and in Dwarka, he's basically a king.
在 Mathura 呢 ,Krishna 他作为一个王子，然后呢在 Dwarka 呢他基本上是这个国王的一个身份。
So the place and the mood doesn't match a flute.
所以呢他在那些地方的话呢他就不太适合他去展示这个吹笛子的这种心态。
I mean, just think if Krishna walked into a flute and, you know, surrounded by powerful warriors, big kshatriyas, and then Krishna came with a flute. It doesn't match. It doesn't match.
所以你们就想象一下，就是如果 Krishna 他被他身边的这些侍卫、这些士兵们，然后说环绕着，然后呢，这个时候 Krishna 呢，他却拿着笛子在那吹。这个场景跟他的这个身份是不相符合的，所以有点不匹配。
But so he doesn't have a flute in Mathura and Dwarka.
所以呢，他在这个 Mathura 以及 Dwarka 的时候呢，他就不会吹笛子。
But in Vrindavan, he can completely be himself.
但是呢，在 Vrindavan, Krishna 就完全可以成为他自己了。
Right. In Mathura and Dwarka, he has to cover himself a little bit, you know, to mix, to match with the situation.
所以呢，在这个Mathura 以及 Dwarka 呢 ，Krishna 就需要多多少少就是掩饰一下自己。这样的话呢，也跟他目前的一个身份地位相匹配。
The devotees there, they have some expectation about how he should be, how he should behave.
然后呢在就是 Mathura 以及 Dwarka 的奉献者呢他们多多少少对 Krishna 都有一些期待他们认为 Krishna 行为举止应该怎样怎样。
So he can't completely be himself there.
所以呢 Krishna 在那儿他不能完全成为他自己。
So he can't carry his flute, for example.
所以呢 Krishna, 他就不能总是拿着他的笛子。
He can't steal butter.
他呢真的也不可能去偷黄油。
He can't, you know, run around and play.
他呢也不可能就是直接就是跑开然后去玩耍。
Or herd cows. He can't do these things because they don't expect him, they think it's not suitable for him to do.
所以呢 Krishna 也不可能自由的去放牛因为他们对 Krishna 都有一定的期待所以呢就是 Krishna 不能有这样的行为因为跟他的身份地位是不相符合的。
He can't walk around.
赤脚的走来走去。
He's the prince, he's the king, you can't walk barefoot.
因为他是王子他是国王你不可能就是赤脚的在那行走。
So in these places, Krishna has to cover himself a bit. He can't be himself.
所以呢就在那些地方呢 Krishna 多多少少都需要掩饰一下他不可能就完全的就是做他自己。
But in Vrindavan, he can completely be himself.
但是呢在 Vrindavan, Krishna 可以完整的展现他自己的所有的这些本来的一个特征。
He can do anything he wants and the devotees will just love it.
他可以尽情的去做他想做的事情而奉献者呢无论他做什么都会特别的爱他。
So one of the things that he loves doing is playing a flute.
然后呢在文达们很喜欢做的一件事情。
And for all the residents, including the animals, and even the stones and the trees, it affects them in amazing ways.
所以呢在文达问的所有的这些居民即便是那些动物们甚至是使这个 Krishna 的这个笛子的这个影响。
Without, again, without the flute, There's no Leela Madhurya.
所以呢，就是如果没有 Krishna 的这个笛子的话呢，可能就不会有这个 Leela Madhurya， 这个上演了。
Without Venu Madhurya, there's no Leela Madhurya.
所以呢，如果没有这个Venu Madhurya， 就不会有这个 Leela Madhurya.
Krishna's Rasa dance is the Rasa dance because of the flute.
Krishna 这个Rasa 之舞呢，就是由于这个笛子。
What makes Krishna's leelas with the gopis so wonderful?There's many things, but one of them is certainly his flute playing.
就是呢，使 Krishna 与梦牛姑娘之间的这些逍遥时光尤其特殊的地方呢，肯定有很多个。但是呢，尤其是 Krishna 吹笛子这一点。让他这个逍遥时光更加的一个独特甜美。
And the same, he's herding the cows, he needs the flute.
当然了，他去放牛，他肯定也需要这个笛子。
And he calls them with the flute.
然后呢，他就用他的笛子来就是呼唤这些牛。
So this is, again, the flute, Krishna's flute playing is one of the things that makes him Krishna. And it only happens in Vrindavan.
所以呢 ，Krishna 吹笛子这一点呢，就让他就是成为他原本的这个 Krishna， 然后他可以尽情的去做他自己。
And then finally we have Rupa Madhurya.
最后一点呢，我们有这个 Rupa Madhurya.
Rupa means form.
Rupa 的意思是形象。
Or beauty, also it can mean beauty.
或者说美丽。
So, Krishna's beauty, again, so we might ask, what makes Krishna's beauty in Vrindavan more than other places?
所以呢，我们可能就会有疑问了，那么是什么让 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的这个美丽更加的独特？
We already shared how in Mathura and Dwarka, Krishna cannot really be himself because the devotees there have certain expectations. So he can't fully manifest him, his personality.
所以呢，在这个马图热以及杜瓦卡呢，由于那些奉献者呢对他有一定的这个期待，所以呢，他不可能就是完全的去展示他自己的一个本来的面目。
所以只有 they're just happy completely. Whatever he is, and they're completely happy.
所以呢，就是在 Vrindavan 的 Krishna 呢，他无论做什么，他都是完全的这种高兴快乐的。
Even when he steals butter, they're happy.
就是无论 Krishna 做什么，这些奉献者他们都是非常喜欢、非常快乐的。就即便是 Krishna 偷黄油，这些奉献者们他们都是非常喜爱。
If Krishna was to steal something in Mathura or Dwarka, what would happen?
想象一下，如果 Krishna 在马图热或者杜瓦卡偷东西的话，会发生什么样的场景呢
？If he went into someone's house and stole their milk, people would say, "Hey, what's going on here?"
可能就是 Krishna 如果他真的在那个马图热或者杜瓦卡偷黄油的话，想象一下，人们可能就会有很多疑问啊，这到底怎么了
？Aren't you the king and you're stealing the milk?Come on, you're not supposed to do that.
然后你现在是一位国王，你却在偷黄油，你不应该有这样的行为举止。
What example are you giving others?
你跟别人树立了什么样的榜样呢
？But in Vrindavan, nobody will say that.
但在 Vrindavan 就没有人会去指责Krishna， 不会这样说。
So Krishna has to cover his personality. So in the same way, because he's covering his personality a little bit, his beauty, his natural beauty is also somewhat covered.
所以呢就是在像马图热杜瓦卡这样的地方呢 ,Krishna 多多少少他是就是掩盖了他的一些个性特征。那么很自然的相应的 Krishna 他也覆盖了他的一定的美丽。
Because his personality is somewhat covered, so his beauty, his natural beauty is also somewhat covered in these other places.
所以呢，由于在其他的一些地方呢 ，Krishna 他多多少少是覆盖了他的一些个性特征， 所以呢，相应的，它也覆盖了它的一定的美丽。
In these other places, even in Vaikuntha and other places, one of the reasons the devotees love the Lord is because of his opulence.
就是呢，在这个瓦昆纳呢，就是这些奉献人们他们之所以爱主的，这个原因呢，是因为 Krishna 的这种富裕。
Right, we all know opulence is attractive, right? When someone is really rich and powerful, we become attracted to that.
我们知道这个富裕的这个特征呢，真的令一个人非常的具有吸引力。如果一个人非常富有的话呢，他非常有力量，我们自然而然的就会受吸引。
Someone might be beautiful, or handsome, but if they're not wealthy and powerful, most people will not care for them.
就是如果就是即便一个人他可能很帅呀或者很俊呀，但如果他并不富裕的话呢，可能我们并不是特别的受到他的吸引。
Right, if someone is really intelligent, but if they're not, you know, so rich and big position.Most people will not care very much.
就即便一个人特别的有智慧、博学，那么如果他并不是那么有钱、富有的话呢，我们可能也不会那么受他吸引。
So, right, wealth and position and power, that's one of the things that makes people attractive in this world.
所以呢，在这个世界当中呢，就是这个财富力量以及地位令一个人变得非常的就是具有吸引力。
So the devotees in Vaikuntha and Mathura, Dwarka, Ayodhya, one reason why they are attracted to the Lord is because he is the Lord.
就是为什么在Vaikuntha, Mathura, Dwarka 以及这个还有其他地方，这些奉献者们之所以受到主的吸引，就是由于主的这个富裕这个特征，因为他是主。
He's opulent. There's so much opulence, and the opulence is attractive.
所以呢，他有如此多的这个富裕，他的富裕就是非常具有吸引力。
The Lord is, you know, so many wonderful jewels, and he's the Lord, and he's, this is what is attractive to the devotees there.
因为他是主，他有那么多的珠宝首饰啊等等，所以呢，对那个地方的奉献者来说，他的这一点就让他非常具有吸引力。
But in Vrindavan, Krishna he just dresses himself with forest flowers. I mean, a few jewels, probably he has a few little jewels, but not very much. Mostly forest flowers, leaves and things like this. It's a natural beauty. It's just him, just his form, not with jewels and diamonds and things like that.
所以呢，就是当 Krishna 在这个森林的时候，就在 Vrindavan 森林的时候呢，他不会穿戴很多的这些珠宝首饰，通常的话可能会带一点，但是呢，主要是有这些新鲜的、自然的这些鲜花叶子来装饰它，所以呢，它的这种自然之美就显露无遗。
Sometimes some descriptions are given that the jewels become more beautiful when Krishna wears them, not the other way.
所以有时候我们经常会说。是由于 Krishna 带了这个珠宝，才让这个珠宝更加的光彩夺目，而不是说，就是这个珠宝让 Krishna， 光彩夺目。
But in either case, in Vrindavan, Krishna's beauty is just his natural beauty. It's not his beauty plus the jewelry and the crown. It's just his own beauty, natural beauty, his own personal physical beauty, which is.Fully manifested there because he can be himself.
所以呢，我们就说，在 Vrindavan 的 Krishna 呢，他的这种美丽是一种自然之美，它是完全彻底的展现出来了，并不是说就是他的这种美是加上这些珠宝啊、他的皇冠呀、等等这些外在的这些东西而看起来美丽的，而是作为他个人本身他的这种性格，他完全的展现出了他的这种美丽。
And in Vrindavan, he has no special position as such.
而且在 Vrindavan 呢，他也没有独特的一个地位。
he is chastised by his mother and father, and the boys make fun of him. He's just another boy in the forest.
所以呢，他的父母呢可能会责备他，然后呢，他的这些牧牛童朋友们呢，经常跟他开玩笑，他们是这个失灵的这些孩子们。
And this is his beauty, this natural, organic, spontaneous kind of beauty. And it, because he can be himself, his beauty is fully revealed there.
所以呢，在Vrindavan 的 Krishna 这种美呢，因为他可以完全的尽情的做他自己，所以他的这种自然之美就完全的展露无遗。
So these are the four unique qualities of Krishna.
所以呢，这就是Krishna 的四点独特的这个品质。
Vrindavan Krishna.
就是 Vrindavan 的 Krishna 的独特的四个品质。
So, as we go through the leelas, then.These will be revealed more and more.
就是当我们以后逐步的在讲述这逍遥时光的时候呢 ，Krishna 这个四个品质就更加的更多的向我们揭示出来。
So one more point, and then we will finish for today.
我呢就是再讲一点，我们今天就可以结束讲课了。
Krishna, there's a name of Krishna.
Krishna 有这个名字 Krishna 有个名字
Leela Purushottam.
Leela Purushottam.
Leela Purushottam. Leela, again we have Leela.
Leela, Purushottam. 当然我们知道有这个 Leela, 逍遥时光。
Purusha means, man or human being. Uttama means topmost.
Purusha 的意思呢就是人。Uttama 的意思就是最高的。
So Purushottama, Purushottama is also a name of the Lord.
Purushottama 也是主的一个名字。
Which means, you know, he's the top person.
意味着他就是顶级的人，最高的那位。
对。And Leela means his Leelas. So Krishna's Leelas are, again, unique. More than other...Avatars of the Lord.
所以呢，就是 Krishna 的这个逍遥时光呢，它比其他的它的这些化身更加的独特。
That's what Leela, what Krishna, different avatars, of course, in a general sense, they all come for similar reasons, as Krishna tells us in the Bhagavad Gita.
在《薄伽梵歌》当中呢，当然 Krishna 也都向我们。揭示了这些不同的。
The reasons for his appearance are the same for all the avatars, as Krishna tells us in the Bhagavad Gita.
就 Krishna 他在《薄伽梵歌》中呢，他向我们揭示了他的所有的这些不同的化身，他们显现的其实有着共同的一个原因。
To reestablish religious principles, kill demons, and protect the saintly people. These are all general reasons that apply to all of them.
所以呢，就是 Krishna 降临到这个物质世界，他的一个目的呢，就是重建宗教原则，去杀恶魔，去保护那些圣洁之人。这些是 Krishna 来到这个物质世界的他的一般的一些原因。
But still, each avatar also has some unique, each expansion or each form also has its own unique, qualities or opulences.
但是呢 ,Krishna 他每一个这个扩展这个化身的话呢他其实都有自己独特的这些品质独特的这些一面。
So, for Krishna, what is that? That's his Leela.
所以呢，Krishna 他的这个逍遥时光呢，就是是非常的独特的。
Therefore, that's his name, Leela Purushottam.
所以呢，就是为什么他有了这样一个名字 Leela Purushottam.
Means his pastimes are his among all the avatars' expansions. Krishna's pastimes are supreme. They're just unique and supreme in every way.
这就意味着呢，在 Krishna 所有的这些不同的化身当中呢。Krishna 他自己本人的这些逍遥时光是更加的独特，而且是至高的无上的。
I recently was Lord Rama's appearance day.
前面一段时间呢是主 Rama 的一个显现。
He is known as Maryada Purushottama.
主 Rama 呢是以这个 Maryada Purushottama 而著称。
What does Maryada mean? One who sets an ideal example in every way.
这个 Maryada 的意思呢，就是一个在所有的方面都是大家典范的一个人。
So Lord Rama, he was an ideal son, an ideal brother, an ideal king, an ideal husband, right? In every way, he was an ideal example. That everyone could follow.
所以呢，就是主 Rama 他的这个榜样呢，就是为大家树立了一个完美的儿子、完美的兄弟、完美的这个国王、完美的丈夫。这样他在每一方面都是完美的一个典范。这样的话，大家都可以去追随他。
We all know that Krishna, some of the things Krishna did, we can't. It's not an example for us.
有时候呢，我们知道，就是Krishna 他本人上演的一些逍遥时光，可能对于我们来说，我们就无法去追随。
Right, we can't go and dance with gopis. That's not something that we do.
就比如说 Krishna 他与这个牧牛姑娘跳舞，我们不可能去学 Krishna 跟牧牛姑娘一起起舞。
So Krishna is not known as Maryada Purushottam. He is known as Leela Purushottama.
所以呢 ，Krishna 他的名字没有这个 Maryada Purushottama， 他的名字是 Leela Purushottama。
But through his avatar of Lord Rama, he is Maryada Purushottama, the supreme person who sets ideal examples in every way。
但是呢，当他作为主 Rama 这个化身的时候呢，他就为我们就是树立了一位在。各个方面都可以成为大家追随典范的一个这个玛雅的普鲁舍塔玛。
So this is Lord Rama's unique, what's the word, quality.
所以这就是主 Rama 的他的独特的品质。
And Lord Chaitanya, he is known as Prema Purushottama.
然后呢，主蔡丹念马哈帕布，他是以这个 Prema Purushottama 而著称。
The supreme person who exhibits and gives prema。
就是那一位，就是展示了并且给予人们这个 prema 的那位人。
So we have Krishna is Leela Purushottam, Rama is Maryada Purushottam, and Lord Chaitanya is Prema Purushottam.
所以呢，我们就有了这三种不同的称呼。这个 Krishna 呢是 Leela Purushottama， 主 Rama 呢是Maryada Purushottama， 然后呢主 Chaitanya 他是 Prema Purushottama。
And all of these opulences.Are manifest in the Sadbhuj form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
所以呢，就是主的他的这些品质呢，这些他其实都在这个主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的身上所展现。
Right, we all know the Sadbhuj form means the six-armed form of Lord Chaitanya.
就是我们说的这个主菜的尼亚马哈帕布他的六臂形体的一个形象。
We all know the one, right? He manifests a form with six arms.
我们知道就是他展示了这个六臂形体的。
Two arms for Lord Rama.
他呢就是。
For Lord Krishna.
他展示的六臂形体当中呢有两臂是主 Krishna 的，两臂是主 Rama 的。
And then two arms for himself, for Lord Chaitanya.
然后呢两臂就是他主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 本人的。
So this is the Sadbhuj form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in which right, the Lila Purushottam, Maryada Purushottam, and Prema Purushottam is all manifest in this one form.
就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他的Sadbhuja 的这么一个六臂的形体，他同时展现了 Krishna 的这个Lila Purushottam。Mayada Purushottam 他的 Prema Purushottam。
So let's finish here.
所以呢我们今天就讲到这儿。
This is just some background for before we begin.
今天所讲述的就是在我们开始讲这些小小时光之前的一个背景知识。我们大家就有一些概念。
Next week, we will discuss about Krishna's age groups.
然后呢，像他的这些不同的这些age group
means his different ages.
就是 Krishna 在不同年龄阶段的这些逍遥。
Because the different pastimes they take place at the different ages.
因为 Krishna 他的这些不同的逍遥时光呢是根据 Krishna 的年龄段来上演的。
And we'll talk more about Vrindavan also, the place Vrindavan.
我们也会更多的来讲这个 Vrindavan 圣地。
And then something about the obstacles, and then the following week, then we can begin the pastime.
我们呢就是也会谈到有关的这些不同的障碍。然后之后我们再讲述这些逍遥时光。
So I have written some notes, and our Jamuna Priya will, I guess, translate them later and share with all of you.
因为我呢就是在这个对话框写了一些要点，然后之后Jamuna Priya 呢会翻译出来给你们大家共享。
So we'll do this for each lesson.
我们每一课呢都会这样做。
Just some basic, simple things for each lesson, for each day.
因为这些是每一课当中的一些基本的知识点。
So we have a couple of questions, I see.
我看到我们有一些问题。
You want to read, Jamuna Priya?
Yes. Rajinya Prabhu 问。感恩帕布详细的讲课，感谢翻译甜美的翻译。即将讲述的杀恶魔逍遥时光，这些恶魔们代表灵星路途上不同的障碍。请问这些被杀的恶魔顺序上有什么讲究吗？灵修上的障碍也有先后之分吗
？What's the second part? I understood the first part. What's the second part?
The second part is, as killed demons, are they in order to kill? So there was some explanation about, first they should kill the, which demon and later should kill another demon. Obstacles in a special level. There are also some, maybe one comes first, then the other comes later.
Not that I know of. I don't believe so, no.
我并不认为有这样的一个说法。
I have not heard or read that the demons, the ones who were were killed in a particular order for particular reasons. I have not heard anything to that effect.
我至今呢还没有阅读到过这些杀恶魔呢，他们有这个先后的什么顺序，就是先杀的是为了什么的一个目的，等等。
In the same way, the anarthas and the hard, we don't, you know, overcome one and then we overcome the other and then it's not like a step by step. We try to overcome them all at the same time. So it's not in any particular order.
所以呢，与此类似的，我们灵性上的障碍呢，并不是说我们就是一个接着一个的去跨越，而是说我们试图想要就是一起能够去跨越克服这些障碍。
There's no particular order in becoming purified or free from the different obstacles. We want to, they all happen at the same time and we all want to try to overcome them at the same time. No, not first we do that and first we do this, not in that regard.
所以呢就是说我们在灵性路上呢，我们想要变得这个进化，想要跨越我们的这个障碍，并不是说我们有这个先后的顺序。就像他们杀恶魔的话呢，他是一起这些恶魔被杀掉的，所以呢我们想要就是类似的也是就是一起去跨越这些所有的这些障碍。
And again, the demons are not killed in a particular order for any particular reason, it just happens to be like that.
再次强调一下这些被杀的恶魔呢，他们并没有按照某一个特定的顺序，也不是为了某一个特定的一个目的来去专门安排这样一个先后顺序的。
And then is there another one there? I see another one. Is there another one?
下面还有问题。对，这个奉献人问 ，Krishna 的事项独特品质没有。Vainu Maduya 就没有 Prema Maduya， 没有 Prema Maduya 就没有 Lila Maduya， 那么是不是没有 Rupa Maduya 就没有 Vainu Maduya 呢？
Yes, that's one way to see it. Part of Krishna's personal beauty is because of Vainu Maduya.
可以这样说，就是Krishna 他的这个Rupa Maduya 的其中的一项呢，就是因为 Krishna 的他的这个Vainu Maduya。
Yes, part of Krishna's natural beauty is his flute.
所以呢 ，Krishna 他的就是一个自然之美，就是他的这个笛子。
That's one reason why in Mathura and Dwarka, certainly Krishna is all attractive. There's no question he's not beautiful, but he's not.He doesn't have this Rupa Madhurya because there's no flute.
当然了，就是在 Madhura 以及 Dwarka 的 Krishna 呢，他肯定也是特别美丽的。但是由于 Krishna 并不总是吹笛子，所以呢就没有这种Krishna 的 Rupa Madhurya 的他的这种特殊的美丽。
And Prema Madhurya also enhances Krishna's Rupa Madhurya.
Prema Madhurya 的其实也是包含了 Krishna 他的这种Lila Madhurya.
No. Prema Madhurya also enhances Krishna's Rupa Madhurya. It also increases Krishna's beauty.
就是这个Prema Madhurya 呢，它呢也是增强了 Krishna 的他的这个。Rupa Madhurya 就增加了 Krishna 的他的这种美丽。
So each of the four, they nourish each other.
其实 Krishna 的这个四点呢，他们是相互的，就是滋养的，相互的增强的。
So Krishna's, for example, Krishna's flute playing nourishes the prema of his devotees.
就比如说Krishna 他吹笛子的这个逍遥呢，其实只有增加了。奉献者对他的这种 prema 的情感。
When they see his lila, it nourishes their prema.
就是当他们看到 Krishna 的这些 Lila 逍遥时光的时候，也增强了他们对 Krishna 的这种 Prema 之情。
When Krishna sees their Prema, it nourishes his beauty and it nourishes his Lila.
所以呢，当 Krishna 看到这个奉献者对他的这个 Prema 之情的时候呢，同时也增强了 Krishna 他的这种美丽以及他的这种逍遥时光的这个上演。
And remember, it's the spiritual world. So all of this is ever increasing. It's not like there's a certain point and it stops. Krishna's beauty is ever increasing. The prema of his devotees is ever increasing. Everything is ever increasing. It doesn't come to a certain point and then stop.
所以呢，就是我们要记住，在灵性世界呢，一切都是不断的增加的，并不是说 Krishna 他的这个美丽或者是他的某个特征到一定的程度就停止增加了，不是这样的，而是无论是他的美丽，还是说就是奉献者们对他的这种 prema 之情，他们都是永恒的在不断增长的，没有任何一个时刻会停下，会停止。
The spiritual world generally, in Vaikuntha, all the, it's ever increasing. It's the spiritual world that's ever increasing.
就在灵性世界，即便是在Vaikuntha，一切都是不断的在增长的。
Each day, Krishna's beauty is more and more and more and more and more.
每一天呢，Krishna的美丽都与日俱增。
Each day, the love of his devotees is more and more and more and more. It's everything is ever increasing.
每一天呢，就是奉献者对 Krishna 的这个prema 之情也是与日俱增的。
So yes, they all nourish each other.
他们呢都是相互的这个滋养的。
Eternally, it's ever going on eternally.
他们呢都是这个永恒的，不断的在上演的。
Okay, we see another question there.
我们看剩下的其他的一个问题。也是 Rajanya Prabhu， 有人如下评价主 Ramachandra， 证明他不是玛雅的 Purushottama。他不是完美的父亲，把怀孕在身的妻子放逐森林，卵生殖出生也没有养育和照料，所以不是完美的父亲。如何回应这样的问题？
Well, it's 9 o'clock now.
现在已经将近九点了。
So that would require a little bit more time to answer properly.
要恰当的回答你这个问题呢，是需要一定的时间的。
And it's already 9 o'clock, so I guess we should finish. But maybe we can revisit that next week.
然后呢，你的这个问题呢，我们可以留到下一周。然后，因为现在已经将近九点了。
Because to answer it, you know, I would need a good half an hour at least.Properly, because it's, you know, it's a question. I would need a good half an hour.
就是要回答你这个问题，我可能至少需要半个小时的时间。
But just a simple answer would be, of course, there's always going to be people who are going to find fault with the Supreme Lord. That's always going to be there.
但是对你这个问题，简练的回答就是说，肯定有人总是在挑这个至尊主的一些错误，一些缺点。
Right, so the same people who say he's not Maryada Purushottam, the same people will say he's not the Supreme Personality of Godhead also.
就是那些说就是他不是这个玛雅的普舒玛舍塔玛的人呢，同时也可能会说他根本就不是至尊人格守神。
So whatever we say, they're going to say something in return.
就不管我们跟他们怎么讲，他们总是会有一些回应，他们有自己的一些想法。
In either case, it is an important question because it does come up. People do often point to this.
就是既然就是人们已经有了这样的一个想法，其实这是一个非常重要的一个问题。
Because people do bring it up.
因为就是人们他们就是有这样的一些想法。
But to answer it properly, I would need some more time, a proper time, and I don't want to rush. So we can revisit that maybe next week.
就是要恰当的回答你这个问题，需要一定的时间，可能我们可以留到下周来给你解答。
We have one more question there.
好，我们还有另外一个问题。Kamala Murthy马大吉，顶拜帕布，一位真正的奉献者要有包容心，请问如何包容不能让一些人多次去伤害其他奉献者和家人，使他们处在困难之中，那应该怎么看这个问题呢？
Oh, this is not exactly related to the lesson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Say that.
Okay.So, as we said...
I know the question,
yeah.
But it's not related to our talk.
Okay. 就是你的这个问题跟我们今天的讲课主题并不是那么的相关。
So, I don't know if I want to answer it.
自己都不知道该不该来回答你这个问题。
If it's, and again, it's 9 o'clock. So, I think we should, don't want to go on and on.
而且现在已经就是过了九点了，我们不能再继续更多的讨论了。
Yeah, so a simple answer. Can you read the question again?
Okay, 就是一位真正的奉献者要有包容心，但是如果去包容那些不能让一些人多次去伤害其他奉献者和家人，使他们处在困难之中。
Yeah, so a simple answer would be, just a simple answer, what you would do would depend on the time, place, person, and situation.
所以呢，一个精炼的回答呢，就是你具体怎么做，需要取决于这个具体的时间、地点以及环境还有这个对象。
I don't think there's a one answer for that.
我认为就是并没有这个一刀切的一个回答的一个答案，需要具体情况具体分析。
It would depend on the people involved, what they want, what they don't want, how serious it is or how not serious it is. You know, it depends on all of these factors.
这取决于很多的因素，就比如说就是涉及到的这个当事人他们到底想具体的想要什么不想要什么，以及他们这个受伤害的程度到底有多大等等，这些要素都需要考虑进去。
So I think in a general way we would consult with one or two others and use our common sense and then do that accordingly.
通常的情况呢，我们可能会去咨询一些奉献者，然后呢运用我们的常识来恰当的来处理这样的问题。
But tolerating doesn't mean we allow ourselves necessarily to be harmed, and it doesn't mean we allow others to be harmed.
但是呢就是我们说到我们要做到容忍宽容，那么也并不意味着我们允许他人去伤害我们，或者允许他人去伤害其他人。
But again, sometimes tolerating is much easier. It sometimes when you respond, then it just makes the situation worse.
但是呢，有时候如果你对这样的处境你做类似的一个反应的话呢，其实只会让情况变得更加的糟糕。
They say, I say, you say, and then the whole thing becomes more and more complicated. So sometimes just tolerating makes the thing go away.
就是有时候可能我们大家相互之间争来争去，你说了什么，他说了什么，就是这样，只会让情况变得更加糟糕。就是一个非常简单的一个处理方法，就是就只是去容忍，去宽容，那么自然而然这个问题可能就解决了。
But again, I'm not there. I don't know the practical situation, but it would make sense to consult with one or two other devotee friends and then use your common sense and address it accordingly.
所以呢，因为我没有具体的处在你这个实际的问题当中，所以呢，就需要你可能咨询你身边的一些奉献的朋友，然后运用你的常识去恰当的处理。
So that's my simple answer. Sorry, I'm not answering more. Yeah.
对不起，我不能特别详细的回答你这个问题，这就是我的一个非常精炼的一个回答。
So it's 9 o'clock. I think we should finish. We all have things to do.
觉得已经过了九点了，我们每个人都有一些事情要做，所以呢，我们就需要到此结束了。
And we will thank you for listening, thank you for your time, and thank you for our translator.
非常感恩你们大家的聆听，感谢你们花时间来听这样的课程，然后非常感谢我们的翻译。
I think your translation is getting better, Jamuna Priya.
Hare Krishna, just by Gurudev Mose.
No, it seems like, it seems more, you're more smooth, you're more spontaneous. It's from what I remember from previously, it seems to be better. Fine.
Thank you. Thank you for your encouragement and in the pro a lot. Yeah. Thank you for your wonderful lecture.
No worries. Okay.Hare Krishna. Thank you, Sumukhi Radha Dasi. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 谢谢 Sumukhi Radha 的讲播。
谢谢大家，谢谢帕布的精彩讲课。
Who translated the things that I wrote?
I will translate it and then share with.
She said she already it's already been translated.
Sumukhi Radha Mataji, 这些就已经被翻译发上去了，是吗？
是的，我都同步的发给大家了。
已经翻译好了，对吧？
对，
翻
译好
了，
翻译好了，
你做的是吧？
是的，我用软件翻译的。
So, Jamuna Priya, I'm going to send you something before the next class, and we can translate it in advance.
Okay.
Not so much, just a few things, you know. I'll post it after I do it. I'll do it next week, after the weekend.But after I post it, I'll send you a WeChat message. I'll post it on our Skype group here. And then you or whoever can translate it before the class.
Okay, okay. Thank you. Yeah.
好 Hare Krishna. 谢谢
Hare
Krishna. Hare Krishna. 谢谢帕布的精彩讲课和马大吉甜美的翻译。那我们今天的早课就到这里。Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 祝大家在 Krishna 之觉中健康快乐的度过。全新的一天，Hare Krishna。